If you're concerned about rising electrical rates and dreading the coming heat waves, then hopefully this week's Growing on the High Plains will help calm your worried mind. When your air conditioner becomes a necessity, even if it does boost the bills, you might consider spending a little green in order to go green for lots of sultry summers to come. By planting trees and shrubs in strategic places around your home, you can cut up to 25% of the energy normally used for cooling and heating. Of course, there are variables to consider, like the location of the trees and of your house, as well as the climate you live in. But generally speaking, you can't go wrong by planting a shade tree, because it can cool the surrounding air temperature by as much as 9 degrees. Directly under the shady branches can be as much as 25 degrees cooler than sunny areas. This can result in a reduction in air conditioning costs of anywhere from 15 to 50% over the billing for an unshaded house. But shady savings can come in winter months too, when surrounding trees and shrubs block heavy winds and snowdrifts. Though evergreens are ideal as windbreaks, a single well-placed deciduous tree will lose its leaves in winter, changing from providing cool shade in summer to more sunlight in the home for added warmth when it's needed in colder months. When looking at your new landscape plans, be sure you choose trees that will thrive in your climate and won't require exorbitant amounts of water. Otherwise, your energy savings may literally go down the drain. Also, consider the amount of room the root structure and limb spread of your new tree needs, and give it future room to grow without crowding the house it's shading. Planning ahead is essential to make your landscaping investment work for you. People often think that providing shade over the coils of an air conditioning unit is a good way to cut energy costs. And that route can indeed result in a savings of about 6%. But there is a possible downside that can wind up costing you up to 15% more if the placement of your plantings aren't well thought out and maintained. When vegetation blocks the airflow to the unit or traps heat close to the coils, you'll wind up with a high energy bill you hadn't planned on. If trees and shrubs are placed near a heating and cooling system, be prepared to monitor to make sure of proper air circulation. Preparation and planning for strategic placement of trees and shrubs can keep problems from developing, and you'll be able to realize significant savings on your home energy costs. You'll also open up a whole new area of living and entertaining as you turn areas of your yard into natural outdoor spaces for relaxing or outdoor activities. Next week, we'll look at some basics of planting trees to help you open a shady savings account. For details on using trees to save energy, you can visit the U.S. Department of Energy's website. You can go to the High Plains Public Radio website at hppr.org to find more information and links. Some information used in writing this story came from the Kansas Country Living magazine, published monthly by the Kansas Electric Cooperatives.